The O'Connor Drive
on Hearts FM.
We'd be doing more touristy things. Last week we had the West Coast Nature Reserve on the line with us. We were talking about the wildflowers up the coast. There's a beautiful coast at West Coast. But on the other side of the Atlantic, of the peninsula, we've got the Cape Whale Coast, which is just spectacular. Mm. I love it. I love that part of the world as well. Frieda Lloyd's with us. Hello, Frieda. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, thanks.
Lovely to chat to you. Frieda now is the manager of the Cape Whale Coast Tourism. Close to the very tip of Africa, look outside Cape Town, you'll find the Cape Whale Coast, a place that can easily be called heaven on earth. It most definitely is. The main towns of the area, Claymont, Amana, Stanford, Hans Bay. And at this time of the year, Frieda, this is where we would slowly be making our way up to go and see the flowers in bloom and the whales as they make their way into the bay.
That's definitely what you should be doing, heading south and coming to see the whales.
Are they there, Frieda? Are they there?
It's a very definite yes to that question. The whales are here in Walker Bay, and we've got them all, from the introverted Buddha's whale to the often sighted humpback whale to the very extroverted show-off southern right whale.
That's like the exhibitionist. The southern right is the one that likes to put on a show for the masses.
They do. And we are seeing them in the bay. I spotted them here the whole day. We've had beautiful sightings this past week. This is where it's happening now. And yeah, we've seen an increased activity of the whales showing off and coming exceptionally close to the shoreline as well.
Now, Frieda, I mean, a lot of people have been asking, and I don't know the answer, and I think now is a good time to tell everybody. People are asking, will we be seeing the whale festival taking place this year? Is there a chance, still a possibility, that we'll see it happen?
Okay, so the whale festival draws very big crowds, and it would be impossible to safely host this popular festival.
Understandable.
So what we have done, we have scaled down our festivals and events also to follow regulations. And we had a welcome whale celebration at the beginning of June, which sees the southern right whales, the migrating whales, arriving here in Walker Bay. So we had a welcome whales a festival, a celebration just for the southern right whales.
Okay.
Where we had educational talks, and also photographic exhibitions, just showing different aspects of the whale.
Yes.
And we've got the Kalfi Fiesta now in September, which is also scaled down. And the Kalfi is like the calf of the whale festival.
Yes, yeah.
So that is going to happen. So instead of having a big festival, we have smaller festivals, but celebrating the whales in exactly the same way. And by doing that, just giving people something extra to do while they are here in our area.
Absolutely.
Which is such a short day trip from Cape Town. But with so much to do that you can't just come for one day.
No. Go book your accommodation. Go stay there, because you know why. You've got to spend some of the time appreciating some of that Himal and Ada Valley. You've got to go out and go to stop at Stanford and go try to do a bit of beer tasting. Look, Frieda, I'm going to be honest with you. I go out there. I enjoy the whales by day. But at night time, well, then all of a sudden we've got corks to pop, we've got celebrations to be had, and I like to stay exactly where I am. So I wouldn't say come for a day. Let people come and spend the entire weekend devouring your tourism up there.
Yes, we've got so much. You've mentioned corks popping. We've got three different wine routes here. And we, the visitors are absolutely spoiled for choice when it comes to wine tastings, hikes in the vineyards, lunches at the vineyards, art at the cellars. And then we've got open air art exhibition with sculptures along the cliff path here at Gearing's Point in Amana. We've got so many different galleries that are open.
Yeah.
We also have our version of a First Friday, which is similar to the First
Thursday. Yes.
Mm. Yes, exactly. And then we've got loads to do for kids. A skate park, a BMX, a petting farm. And for those people who can't just stay 3 days, bring your laptop. We've got a beautiful remote working destination as well.
Where
people can tune in to their work and have the office away from just away from work, away from the office or home.
I think that's a great idea. I think we should work away from home.
Yeah.
We should come to your part of the world, Frida, and come do a Friday show from Hermanus. This is what we need to do.
Yes.
We need to come out there and embrace the open air. Jeremy talks a bit of whale.
Yeah. I like to splash in the water. Splish, splash.
And more importantly, I mean, it is. You just feel, the second that you arrive in that area,
you're immediately relaxed.
You're relaxed. Yeah. And you are tranquil and you're feeling amazing. Frida, I can't wait to be out there. I love that this is the great time of year to come visit. There's so much more than what we've spoken about now. Do you have a website where people can go and see what's on on a weekly basis?
Absolutely. Welcome. .info is the official website.
Love it.
And we are posting whale sightings daily on our Facebook page as well. So if you follow us on the social media platforms, then you'll see exactly what's happening here from a day-to-day basis. I love that whale talk. That is perfect whale accent as well.
Thank you.
And we are waiting for you that Friday show. It needs to happen, and it's going to happen soon.
I love it. Frida Lloyd, the manager of Cape Whale Coast Tourism. It is a beautiful place to be. Frida, send our love to everyone, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, and we love you right back.
Thanks, Frida.
Thank you,
take care. Ciao.
Getting you home with the O'Connor Drive, 3 to 6 p.m.
on Heart FM.